The Great Depression. Writer Robert McElveen describes it as one of bleakness.
Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime?
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Robert McElveen, Associate Professor of History at Millsaps College, looks at America from 1929 to 1941 in his book, The Great Depression. He describes the events leading to the crash, the politics, the economics, and the culture.
The reason that I emphasize so much movies during the 1930s is that this was the preeminent form of popular culture during the decade. Somewhere between 60 and 75 million movie tickets were sold each week at a time when people didn't have enough money to eat in many cases. They were still going to the movies.
Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People was one of the Depression's best sellers.
Among the top five books in the 1930s in terms of sales, you find The Grapes of Wrath, you find books by Pearl Buck, books that are trying to say that there's a better way of doing things.
McElveen notes that many of the important writers of the period, Sherwood Anderson, Erskine Caldwell, John Dos Passos, turned to the radical left.
People who did not find themselves attracted to the left, whether the communist left or the democratic socialist left, are the ones who were sort of out of step, particularly intellectuals. They were attracted to the Communist Party in many cases because it seemed to be reflecting the same sorts of values that they were. Most of them didn't stay there too long.
Robert McElveen's book, The Great Depression, was published by Times Books.
Say, don't you remember, they called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember, I'm your pal, buddy, can you spare a dime?
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.